The resort municipality of Whistler, RMOW, has issued a development permit for a new hostel in Nordic. Located on Nordic Drive, the budget-friendly, three-story hostel from proponents and longtime locals Chris Pels and Angela Przau has a capacity of 42 single beds and 6 double beds contained within 22 dormitories, along with plans for a common kitchen and gathering area, sauna, hot tub, laundry and underground parking. The RMOW's advisory design panel had requested some parking be removed in favor of exterior landscaping, and for the addition of bike parking for short-term visitors, both recommendations the applicant agreed to. As the proposal stands, it exceeds municipal parking requirements, with 25 stalls on the lot, divided between 8 underground spots and 17 in an exterior car park. During discussion and questions, Councillor Kathy Jewett acknowledged the importance of providing short-term accommodation to those that move to Whistler as they are trying to get established. It's bringing new life to people arriving in town, because it's a really tough thing for people to find a place to stay short-term so they can get on their feet and find a place to live, which is another thing we're trying to solve, she said. This is a really great asset, and I hope that those people are the ones that get to use it. Coun. Ralph Forsyth said it was encouraging to see there's a business case to be made for youth hostels. I am glad someone's reinvesting in hostels because they're an essential part of the community. Coun. Jen Ford indicated she was initially uneasy with the proposal, especially considering Whistler's need for purpose-built affordable housing. We wouldn't be clamoring to support new hotels, she said. We're not being asked to build new hotels. We're being asked to build housing for people who live here and work here. But, she added, while the proposed hostel doesn't directly address those housing concerns, she felt the proposal was acceptable because it was part of the continuum of housing for newcomers that move to the area, while expressing reservations about the enforceability of the RMOW's short-term accommodation zoning requirements. Mayor Jack Crompton said he was grateful to see the lot being rebuilt as a hostel. My understanding is we see a lot of gentrification towards big single-family homes that sit empty, and this won't be that. So, I'm grateful that the owners have brought back something that could see the same sort of energy and use that has marked this town for a very long time. The development permit from the RMOW came with some strings attached around landscaping, along with conditions requiring the development to have a driveway width of 6 meters for its entire length. The driveway was noted in the report to be a challenge due to the site elevation, and the required length of the driveway access from Nordic Drive.